Hey everyone, we just want to thank you for praying for Israel since the last video that we put out yesterday. Since then, Max and Itai, who are on staff with Glory of Zion Jerusalem in Jerusalem, have put together some news for you of what's happening in Israel. Since yesterday, 500 rockets have been shot into Israel, and Israel is still currently under attack. And so we want you to watch this video from Max and Itai and continue to pray.
We thank you for praying with us and for praying over all of those that the Lord has us connected with in Israel, that He's put us with. They're in real need of the intercession now, and we've been in contact with them over the last several days, and they're beginning to send us reports, so please just continue to lift them up.
Hey guys, today we want to update you on the latest event that took place in Israel and Jerusalem.
It all started with a video that went viral on the internet, where a Palestinian hits an Orthodox Jewish man on a train in Jerusalem. Immediately after the video was posted, violence between Jewish and Muslim started to take place in Israel. Because of it, the Israeli police and the army has increased their presence in Jerusalem and Temple Mount.
Jerusalem has been under tension for weeks because of confrontation between Israel police and Palestinian protesters. This escalated into a barrage of rockets fired by Hamas on Monday evening, shortly after 6 p.m.
Explosions were heard in Jerusalem after the air raid sirens went off. Other rockets were fired to the southern part of Israel, causing fires in that area.
The strike on Jerusalem came after Hamas set a deadline for Israel to remove its forces on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in Jerusalem.
The rockets came on the anniversary of Israel's capture of the old city of Jerusalem. As Israel celebrated Jerusalem Day, violence broke out in Temple Mount. Hamas claimed responsibility for the rocket attacks.
The Israeli Defense Force had closed a number of roads near the Gaza border. Train services were halted and schools were closed.
Israel evacuated citizens in the Western Wall and other areas to avoid fatalities from the clashes between the police and Palestinians, as well as the rocket attacks.
The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that Hamas has crossed a red line and Israel will not tolerate attack on its territory.
Please pray for the peace in Israel and the end of the attacks. Pray that God will shield us and protect us. Shalom from Israel.